Your travel tips from the Great Destinations radio show.
The next total eclipse visible from the mainland UK will be in the year 2090, so I think it's fair to say it's unlikely that most of us will be around to see that. But if you've always wanted to witness a total eclipse, you can travel, and I spoke to Hannah Methven from specialist tour operator Explore. They offer eclipse-watching holidays around the world. Hannah says people are prepared to travel thousands of miles to see an eclipse.
I think it's because they happen so rarely. And we find these days people don't just want a standard holiday. They want to go to an amazing place, see all the highlights of that that country, get to know people while they're there, really experience something. And if there's that little extra that we can add in, so something that they can come home and say, oh, I traveled to India and saw all of these places, but I also got the chance to witness an eclipse while I was there. It's something really unique and really special.
The next total eclipse will be visible across many parts of America next month.
We've got 8 different itineraries running. The majority of them are viewing in Jackson in Grand Teton National Park, which is obviously a fabulous location, amazing landscapes to sort of go along with watching this really special event away from any light pollution. But we've also got trips that are running to Salem in Oregon and Carbondale in Illinois, just so we can follow as many places on that line of totality.
You're going to have to travel independently if you want to see the eclipse in America. Hannah's holidays are all booked up and it takes years of planning to arrange them.
We started working on those in early 2015 and some hotels were pretty surprised, but you want to be on the path of totality for an eclipse. It gives you the best opportunity to see it and you'll see the eclipse for the longest possible time. Everyone's going to try and get to those places and we want to make sure we get there first.
Hannah says you might want to book ahead for the 2019 eclipse. You'll be able to see that over parts of the Middle East, India and Indonesia.
We've actually got trips going to Oman and they're going to be watching the eclipse, which is on Boxing Day. I think that's a pretty cool way to spend your Christmas holiday. They're going to be watching it in Wahiba Sands in the middle of the desert. It's a really amazing place to go and watch the night sky because you've got no light pollution. You're miles away from anywhere. It's silent at nighttime. And then you're going to be waking up on Boxing Day morning. And the eclipse is early in the morning, about 9:30, it will hit Oman. And watching this really special event, which takes almost up to sort of 3.5-4 hours for the full eclipse to take place.
You could try viewing it from an historic site in India.
Ooty, which is a colonial hill station. It's a fantastic place that the British used to use to escape the summer heat. It was known as Snooty Ooty. And we're actually going there for Christmas Day. And we're going to have Christmas Day lunch in an old colonial style hotel. And then spend the afternoon with a local astronomer, sort of getting to know a little bit more about the eclipses. And then on Boxing Day, watch the eclipse from this hill station. So there's a really nice sense of sort of history and understanding a bit of what it was like when the British were in India. And then you move down and travel into Kochi, spend a night on a houseboat in the backwaters and see the highlights of South India at the same time.
There will be further eclipses in 2020 and 2023, and Hannah's company is looking at possible viewing locations. She says it's important to find somewhere that also offers a fun holiday once the spectacle of the eclipse is over.
We won't just put an itinerary out just because there's an eclipse. It has to be to a place that people are going to have a fantastic holiday, that there's something really interesting for them to see around it. You want that sort of combination. You don't just want to go for that one day, that 4 hours of the eclipse. You want to experience something else fantastic too.
If you want to find out more about eclipse viewing holidays, go to explore.co.uk.